Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the 11th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Today Thy Mercy Calls Us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28, as follows. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed immediately. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again not to give up, but to be persistent like the Canaanite woman in her faith and trust in Jesus, to heal her daughter who was severely oppressed by a demon, to also go to Jesus and cry out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord," and to kneel before him saying, "Lord, help me." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today on the 11th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, St. Matthew chapter 15, with special attention to the following verses. "And behold, the Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon.' She came and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' Then Jesus answered her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed immediately." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed immediately. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, how is your faith? How is your faith and trust in Jesus? Is it alive and strong? Or is it kind of weak and stumbling right now? Is it perhaps filled with a lot of questions and doubts because of something that has happened to you recently? Because when something happens to us and it is bad, we are usually tempted not only to question God, but to question our own faith and trust in Him. We all do it, even the best of us, when something tragic or unexpected suddenly happens to us. A serious illness, a sudden accident, a financial crisis, the loss of our job or something else. And when it happens to us, we are tempted to question him in the same way the disciples did during that violent storm. "Teacher, don't you care if we perish?" Or like Mary and Martha did when they said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And especially after Jesus' resurrection, as the disciples were anxious and afraid, that Jesus told them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds?" Yes, the temptation is always there to question it in order to take away the hurt, the pain, the disappointment, and especially the doubts we experience in life. "Why, Lord? Why me and not someone else? Why did you let this happen to me?" Tempted to question him in the same way Job's wife did after they lost everything they had, when she complained to her husband saying, "Curse God and die." But not so with this Canaanite woman. She doesn't complain and grumble. Instead, she cries out for help. It was a humble cry for mercy and compassion, a plea for her daughter who was possessed by an evil spirit. And even though she was a Gentile and a native of Phoenicia, she had heard about Jesus' miracles and believed that Jesus could help her. So she pleads with Jesus, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." And what was Jesus' response to her plea for mercy and compassion? At first, there is no response from Jesus. Jesus ignores her. Our text reads, "But Jesus did not answer her a word. Even his own disciples urged him and even begged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she is crying out after us.'" In other words, this woman is bothering us. Tell her to go away. Can you imagine for just a moment how she must have felt when Jesus ignores her, did not answer a word, and even his own disciples begged him to send her away? It must have been devastating. She was literally crushed and disappointed. Isn't that precisely how we feel when something bad happens to us? And Jesus seems to ignore our plea for mercy and compassion. No answer, not a word from him. And the answer is yes. When it happens to us and not someone else, it is very easy then not to be persistent like this Canaanite woman, but to question and have doubts about our faith and trust in Jesus, to wonder if Jesus still loves us and cares about us. Unfortunately, one of the most frustrating things about being a Christian is that sometimes Jesus is oftentimes so quiet. He is silent. He doesn't say a word to us either. And we begin to wonder if he is listening to us at all. It happened to Anna in the Old Testament. Even though she prayed and prayed continually for the gift of a son, at first there was no answer. It was only after having prayed and prayed that God was finally ready and answered her with the gift of a son, and she called him Samuel. And that's precisely what this Canaanite woman did. She was patient and didn't give up. She had a strong and trusting faith in Jesus. After Jesus told her, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," she didn't take it personally and complain to him about it. She didn't feel discriminated against because she was a Gentile and not from the house of Israel. No, she didn't. Instead of complaining of discrimination or being mistreated, she doesn't give up but kneels down before Jesus saying, "Lord, help me." Her plea of "have mercy on me" now turns into "Lord, help me." And yet Jesus continues to ignore her and even has some harsh words for her. "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." In other words, it is not proper or fitting to take food meant for children and give it to their pet dogs. Therefore, it would not be proper to give Israel's blessing to those who do not belong to the household of Israel either. It must first be given to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. And what was her reply? Did she give up? Did she get upset and discouraged? Did she finally go away? No, she didn't. The Canaanite woman understood this and was willing to settle for the crumbs. She replied saying, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She knew and accepted the fact that she was unworthy because she was a Gentile and not of the house of Israel. But she also knew that her faith and trust in Jesus to receive if only one crumb was enough to heal her daughter. And it did. When Jesus saw her strong faith and trust in him, he finally said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed immediately. Well, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? How is our faith in Jesus right now? Is it alive and strong? Or is it kind of weak and stumbling right now? What do we do when things get tough and difficult and we don't seem to get an answer from him? What do we do when at first Jesus doesn't say a word, ignores us, and he is silent? Do we continue to plead for his mercy and compassion like the Canaanite woman did for her daughter? Not giving up, not getting discouraged, but being patient and willing to wait when Jesus is ready to answer our prayers according to His will and what is best for us. I hope so. I hope and pray that we have the same faith and trust this Canaanite woman had in Jesus, a faith that trusts completely in Jesus for everything, even when things seem to be against us, a faith that doesn't give up when at first He is silent and doesn't say a word to us. Not only that, but to ask God's forgiveness through His Son, Jesus Christ, for the many times we have given up and not trusted completely in His love, mercy, and compassion. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit as we indeed place all of our faith and trust in Jesus, even when at first He is silent and doesn't say a word, to be patient and wait for Him when He is ready to answer us, to go to Jesus as we also plead, saying, Lord, have mercy on me, and Lord, help me, especially when something tragic or unexpected suddenly happens to us, a serious illness, a sudden accident, a financial crisis, the loss of our job, or something else. To be persistent like the Canaanite woman and not to give up as we continue to pray fervently and without ceasing for Jesus' mercy and help, so that at the end of the day, we can also hear Jesus say to us, great is your faith, be it done for you as you desire. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. My faith looks up to Thee, Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we go to Jesus and also cry out saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, and kneel before Him saying, Lord, help me. Amen. We now sing the hymn, Lord Jesus, Think on Me, sung by the choir of St. John's College of the University of Cambridge. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, like the Canaanite woman, we also cry out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord," and kneel before Jesus, saying, "Lord, help me." Father, we cry out and kneel before Jesus, pleading for his mercy and help, especially when something tragic or unexpected suddenly happens to us. A serious illness, a sudden accident, a financial crisis, the loss of our job or something else, especially the violence and the riots and the lack of respect for law enforcement in the streets of our nation. Whatever it is, to place all of our faith and trust in Jesus. When we are concerned about our health, our family, our friends and neighbors, the members of our church here at Shepherd in the Pines, especially during this COVID pandemic, so that we can also hear Jesus say to us, "Great is your faith, be it done for you as you desire." We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "I Am Trusting Thee, Lord Jesus." Amen.